at the 2010 Export Exchange. I'm speaking to Ray Deffenbaugh. Ray, I know you're serving on the RFA board, one of the major sponsors for this conference. Tell me about the importance of needing to get together these international buyers with U.S. producers and suppliers.
Yeah, it's a very important event, really. I serve as chairman of the DDG committee for the RFA, and it's just an opportunity for networking, for one thing, and there's a huge demand elsewhere in other countries, as well as in our country, for DDGs. And so it's like anything else, you know, how do you get together, how do you make contacts for transportation, for purchases, for marketing people, and they're all here. And so, you know, if you come here and go away without having not met somebody that could help you in transportation or sales or from another country, you have not really tried very hard, because this is a pretty good opportunity. So it's very important to our industry.
How do you feel about the attendance? I know we got a big number, but there's a significant percentage here internationally from other countries.
We know that's where a real good benefit is. DDG has been accepted quite well in the United States, but there's a lot of production out there. And so to have these other markets, China is a very good market, to have these other markets that now it has come in very well, and in some cases, in some countries, the taxes on DDG is lower than on other commodities, so it works well for them. I think it's good internationally as far as between nations are concerned. It develops, our balance of trade is helped in that way. Instead of shipping corn there, which we still do and want to and encourage, but we're shipping DDG, and their livestock men, their farmers are no different than our farmers. The least cost ration is how they're able to survive and make the profits that they desire to make. So I feel like it's a good thing. I can't think that there would be anything, any negative on it.
So with your own interaction with some of the people here, any kind of thoughts in terms of what they're most interested in, or what you're hearing is, boy, I'd like to know this, and hopefully they're getting that here?
I've been coming to this event since it was started, and you meet some nations that are here repeatedly and learning and growing, so now you have relationships, you look forward to seeing them, and you develop those relationships and the business relationships with them. As far as the different nations that are concerned, it would be like if we were to go into a different country. How do we learn the regulations? How do we maneuver? And so here's where you can come as an international purchaser, or whether you want to know the transportation. You can find out the how, the width, and the why, and all the good things about why you should be using or shouldn't be using, all the interchange of that, plus the networking. It's a very good program. And I think the proof of that is because of the involvement not only of the RFA in sponsoring this, but the corn growers, grain and feed, all of those organizations that I'm involved with, they feel that this is an important component of making a stronger agriculture in the United States.
It's a very good point, and one we can't overlook when it comes to this business that rises out of making some homegrown fuel.
Yeah, there's a lot of good reasons. Let's take the renewable fuel, the RFA. There's a lot of good reasons for that. Whether you want to look at agriculture that now is more productive and more profitable, less dependent on government payments and so forth. But even on the export end, if you run into some problem areas, then if you can pick that up in DDG and so forth. If you think about it, an example that I like to make is there's three things that are important to any nation. Energy is one of them. You know, in the war, in World War II, in Germany, when their refineries were destroyed, they didn't have money for their tanks and so forth, and that was really the beginning of the end. Japan had hundreds of planes, brand new, that they couldn't fly because they didn't have fuel for them. So energy is important to any nation. Defense is important, and ethanol, the defense runs on fuel. It makes the country stronger. But really important is food. And we've got the best food infrastructure of any country in the world, really. But it's been dependent upon government subsidies. And any industry that's dependent on government subsidies for its profit is really not viable long term. Now, if we become dependent on other countries, offshore countries, for our food like we are for our oil, then we're vulnerable to the pressures that they might apply for that. So this making a strong agriculture, in my mind, fits the bill of three important things to our nation. It fits the fuel need. You know, I'm leaving out environment because it's all part of it. It helps the environment. It's renewable. It fits into the military aspect of it, of the importance on our military, and secondary on improving and making a profitable and viable agriculture.
Thank you very much. Good comments here at the Export Exchange from Ray Deffenbaugh, board member with the Renewable Fuels Association. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.